The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. DNBD sends a special good luck wish this season to the Delhi Bulldogs athletic teams as they compete in their fall sports season. Go Bulldogs! DNBD is the 26th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office in Oneonta, DNBD is here to meet all of your financial needs. Visit online at dnbd.net. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. The Delaware National Bank of Delhi, always supporting local athletes in the Tri-County area.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull and Dave Smith with you here from Delaware Academy, live under the lights here tonight, folks. Yes, you heard it right. Under the lights at Delaware Academy, they brought in 8 lights, all run by generators here tonight for the first ever game on Dave Kelly Field underneath the lights. And it's our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for 85 years. It's that time of year, folks. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. And at the half, Delhi and Walton tied 6-6. We'll break that down in just a minute. Some other halftime scores to pass along. Over in Oxford, the Blackhawks are leading the UV Storm 7-6. That's a confirmed score. We don't have a confirmed score for the Unitego Deposit Hancock game, but we know that the Eagles from Deposit Hancock are ahead. We've heard that Unitego has turned the ball over a couple of times, but once we get a confirmed score, we'll pass that along. Also waiting on a score from Bainbridge, Guilford, and Seton. They're playing tonight, and I should have an update on that as well. Sydney is all the way down in Section 9 tonight, taking on Sullivan West, which is down by Liberty, Monticello area. So if we can get an update from there, we will as well. But that's a two-hour ride away, and I don't exactly know how many Sydney people we're going to head down. So those are some of the out-of-town scores. We'll pass those along in the second half as well. But 6-6 here, Dave. I think we talked about it during the first half. Delhi has to be thrilled right now. They're just living off the energy from this game here tonight under the lights.
Well, if you're Coach Tracy, you're in the locker room saying, guys, all you got to do is win the next 2 quarters.
Yeah.
You know, do repeat your performance here in the first half, and let's hold Walton, which had done a real nice job holding their leading running back into check for the most part.
Boy, a great back-and-forth game. Delhi comes out. They're able to score on their third drive. They punch it in there with Dylan Cumpston. And then a couple of little turnovers by Walton. You think Delhi's going to have the momentum, but instead, a long Walton drive. They punch it all the way down with Dawson Beers. He gets a touchdown. It's 6-6. Walton actually gets an interception there late in the half. They get it all the way down, and they have a first and goal. Time is running out, and they're not able to punch it in, so it stays 6-6 going into the halftime break. But if this is any indication, I think we're in for a great second half, that's for sure.
I think we're in for a great second half, and I think Coach Hoover is in the locker room right now saying, man, what could I have done differently in that first and goal situation? And you know, as a classy of a guy he is, if for some reason Walton loses this football game by a touchdown or 2 points, he's going to be at home beating himself up over that last 8-9 seconds of that half.
Great hearing from Walton, longtime head coach Jim Hoover at the half. Just a classy guy, and we thank him for joining us. We're going to take another quick break. We'll come back with the kickoff and the start of the second half. Again, here at Delaware Academy, Dave Kelly Field tonight. We're tied 6-6, Walton and Delhi. For Dave Smith, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on CDO.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at ChirinoInsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
DTC in Delhi is a proud supporter of Delaware Academy football and our community youth. We wish Delaware Academy and Walton Central the best of luck in their game on Friday. A special recognition to our military, EMT, fire and police departments that night. Thank you for keeping our community and country safe. And be sure to tune in to Local 1 on Channel 1 and 10 to see the game footage. Go Bulldogs! DTC, Delhi Telephone and Cable, proud to support our young athletes and local youth programs in our community.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull, Dave Smith with you here on CDO. Just another quick look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Just got that update from Bainbridge-Guilford. They're hosting Seton tonight. Bobcats up big 43-0 at the half. So the Bobcats really rolling. They had a tough loss against Unitego last week. And that's certainly huge there for BG. And we have a score from Unitego, 28-0 for Deposit at the halftime break there. So the Eagles running all over Unitego here tonight. We've heard that Unitego having some trouble holding on to the ball here tonight, but that's tough. Deposit Hancock, I think, and you would just ask me about the playoff picture right now. Deposit Hancock is in the driver's seat in this division. Walton is sitting pretty much in the second spot, depending on what happens here tonight. Then there's some wild card opportunities, of course, in the other division. You got Tioga and Harpersville. They play tomorrow. Harpersville and Tioga pretty much tied for first in that division, so going to be really interesting to see how it works out. Then you have some teams like Delhi that are right on the fringe of maybe getting that wild card and getting in and having a first-round game at Deposit or at Walton. Unitego with their schedule, also Unadilla Valley right on the cusp of maybe making it. But with a loss tonight, it's going to be tough for Unitego. They're going to drop to 1-4. So if they lose tonight, of course, that's a tough one at home against Deposit Hancock.
You know, Nate, we talked about the top of the broadcast here. You know, Deposit and Hancock, when I was in school, they were separate schools, but they were always a win on the schedule. You know, you went to Deposit, you were coming home with a win. You went to Hancock, you're coming home with a win. Now it seems like that school,
boy,
combined is just a powerhouse.
Jeremiah Johnson has done such a great job over there. With that program combined, they are doing very, very well. Of course, the last couple of years, they've had a combined wrestling program. That's done really well in the MAC. And then Deposit and Hancock separately in Class D baseball has just done phenomenal over the last couple of years, Hancock especially. And those two teams, even being Class D, have been very competitive in the Class C MAC baseball division. So just a great string of athletes coming through both those schools right now over there.
It's great to see. It's great to see small schools succeed.
6-6 is the score. Delhi is going to kick off here to Walton. Of course, Delhi is in the maroon and the white. Walton is in the orange and the white here, and Walton will get the ball going right to left to start things off. They'll field it at the 30 and up to the 35-yard line now to start things off. This will be Christian Rutherford, who had that interception late in the second quarter, and here come the Walton Warriors. I had to laugh at the halftime break. WDLA here is from Walton, and Ron Golly, longtime broadcaster, standing next to us. He said, "Hey, I heard you guys talking about that classic Walton drive over there." He goes, "I like the way you worded that." So I said, "Yeah, it was just running the ball straight down the middle of the field, getting it done. That's Walton football to me, I think."
There is no secret to Jim Hoover football.
It is,
I'm going to run between the tackles. I'm going to smack you in the mouth with my best running back. And I'm going to run outside the tackles once every 5-6 plays. And that's how he does it.
So here's Walton going right to left. They hand off to guess who? Dawson Beers. He's wrapped up by Austin Bedian in the backfield. Great job there by Delhi, as well as Nash Rooker breaking through the line to make the tackle. So this will be a second 10 now as the clock starts to tick down here in this third quarter. We're tied at 6.
It's a big game, and I think both coaches know it. I think all the jitters are out at this point. Now it's time to come out. Let's execute our game plan. Let's work on the things we worked on all week, and let's see who can win a football game.
You have to wonder, you know, to both teams, how much gas do they have in the tank here tonight? That will show here in the second half. Second and 12, actually, now for Walton's. They are standing on their own 35. A handoff up the middle. Nothing but a wall of white and maroon there as Dawson Beers has nowhere to go. It's going to be a third and long for the Warriors. This is tough coming right out of the locker room and really nowhere to run up the middle there as Delhi doing a nice job crashing, closing those gaps.
Well, I think if any team needed that halftime break, it was Delhi. I think they got a lot of kids that play both sides of the ball on that line, and I think it's, you know, eventually they just got worn out. I mean, you got Beattie and trying to play a nose tackle position, and then he's trying to run the football too. So you're trying to do both those things. You're going to get worn out quick.
10:40 to go, third quarter. We're tied 6-6 between Delhi and Walton. Third and nine now for the Warriors. Going right to left. They're in the orange and the white here tonight. They're on their own 35, and now a flag on the play. Believe this one, and yes, it's going against Walton. That'll back them up 5 yards.
Again, we talked about it with Delhi. You know, you want to get yourself in third and manageable situations. Third and 14, 15, third and nine, you're in trouble, you know, especially when you're not a team that throws the football. You know, so now it'll be interesting to see what kind of play Hoover dials up over there.
Well, we were talking up here in the press box during the halftime break. They kept going with Beers because that's what was working in the first half. So we'll have to see what they do now on a third and 14. 10.5 to go, third quarter. We're tied 6-6 between Delhi and Walton. Here's the offensive line getting set. Man in motion now for Walton. And a pitch out to the near side, up to the 30-yard line. Running back, nowhere to go. Delhi is there to wrap it up as that was Dylan Wood trying to turn the corner. Had nowhere to go.
That was great contained by the outside linebacker and that defensive end. They both stayed at home, forced them back inside to the sea of Bulldogs.
And so this, the first drive for Walton of the second half, they're going to have to punt it away as the ball is still on their own, about the 33-yard line here. And so Walton will be back to punt, and Delhi will be back to receive. And the Bulldogs here will be going back with number four, Austin Hitchcock. He's standing back to our left on the 40-yard line as Delhi in the maroon and white is going to go left to right here in the second half. So 9:45 to go, third quarter. We're tied at six. Delhi is going to get the ball for the first time in the third quarter. A fair catch here. Nicely done in the night sky here tonight for Delhi there by Hitchcock. As Dave, the lights they brought in, they're on the generator. They're not as tall as some of the normal lights you'd see at a field. I'm sure that ball just had to be kind of drifting up there. Hard to see tonight against that dark night sky.
Your eyes have to adjust. I remember going to Unitego and playing night games. Obviously, they have lights down there, and you know it was always an adjustment, especially if you're a receiver, because as soon as you look up, you're blinded by those lights, and then you got to adjust and find the football. So with it being a lower light, you're gonna look in those lights quicker.
So here is Delhi, ball on their own 30. And this is Connor Gioffi on a quarterback keeper. Nowhere to go. He's wrapped up in the backfield there by Jordan Summers. And that's a loss on the play for the Bulldogs. As it's a 6-6 game with 9.5 to go here in the third quarter.
North and south, Nate. North and south. You saw Gioffi try to do a couple, you know, sidestep moves. Listen, you're going to run a keeper, tuck the ball, and get up the field.
So the clock continuing to tick down on this second and 13 here as Delhi breaks the huddle. And Joffe, the quarterback here, we've seen him the first couple of weeks.
Coming out in the gun.
Yeah, we were over here against BG. That's the spread offense that they were liking to run. He was in the gun probably 90% of the time. Here he is. He'll hand it off to Cumston, who gets up the middle for maybe a gain of three. So this is going to bring up about a third and 10 here, Dave. So both teams coming out of the locker room facing some third and long situations.
Well, and it looks like Delhi really adjusted its game plan scheme here. They came out in the shotgun here in the second half, maybe trying to throw Walton off guard, but they got to move the ball a little bit.
We heard Jim Hoover at halftime say, you know, with the coaching change this week at Delhi, we don't know what we're going to see. Are we going to see running? Are we going to see passing mostly? But he said that around this division in Class D, there's so many teams that do a variety of things. Got to be prepared for it all.
Got to be prepared, and as a coach, what do you do?
Here's Gioffi handing off to Dylan Cumston, nowhere to go. Dawson Beers breaking through the line there to make the tackle, along with Aaron Stites. And it's a fourth down coming up for Delhi with 8:10 to go. Third quarter tied 6-6 between the Warriors and the Bulldogs.
I don't think either team moved the ball. I mean, they didn't. There was negative yards between those two drives for both teams.
Defense holding strong for both sides here. And Gioffi is going to punt it away here. Stites is standing back for Walton to our right on his own 35. High punt into the night sky. Walton will field it.
It's
on the grass, and it looks like Walton is going to fall on it and hold on. Boy, Stites just had it bounce right off his fingertips, right to his feet, and he was able to fall on it before Delhi could get there.
That's one of those balls, just get away. Bad things happen when you try to run up on a cold night, let it hit your pads, just get away.
He had to run up about 10 yards to try to catch that. If he had caught it cleanly, he might have been able to break it, but as you said, Dave, a risky play, falls to the turf, and the Warriors fall on it. So Walton with the ball at midfield, going right to left. They are on their own 49 currently. 7:45 to go, third quarter. We're tied under the lights here at Delaware Academy, a special night game. They brought in lights on generators for this one. It's tied 6-6. Walton with their second possession of this third quarter, and they hand it off to Dawson Beers. He breaks it up the middle. He's got daylight. He's down to the 20 before being roped down a 30-yard pickup. Boy, Walton really selling the fake there, and it worked big time.
Right up the gut he went, and just, boy, he's got another gear for a big guy he is.
Well, those pads, if you see him, he only wrestles about, I believe, like 145. The pads make him look twice as big. He's shifty, very, very quick as well, and he picks up 30 on that play.
That was a big gain. Nice burst out of the pack there.
7:25 to go, third quarter. Walton moving the ball well here on this drive. A nice 30-yard run by Dawson Beers. Here's the quarterback, Blake Hitt, under center. 30-yard line. They hand off to Beers. He runs to the right side, immediately wrapped up there by the Delhi defense. Maybe a gain of one on the play, but Walton starting to march it on this drive a little bit here.
This is where your defense has got to hold. You need a big stop now. Now you got to rely on your senior leader down there, obedient down there, just to say, look, guys, let's go. We got to hold them here.
6:50 to go, third quarter, second and eight. Here for Walton as they march it down the field. They're going right to left. Ball is on the Delhi 19. And they'll hand it off for Beers up the gut. He's going to pick up maybe 2 or 3 yards right in again to that just mass of white and maroon for the Bulldogs. And this is going to bring up about a third and maybe six here, I would say. So tough situation if you're Walton.
Big third down. Big third down. You got to believe in Delhi. If you're Delhi, you're standing their side. You know this is two down territory. So you got to come up with a big stop here. You cannot give up a big chunk.
Third quarter really moving along quickly here. 6:15 to go. We're tied 6-6 between Delhi and Walton. Delhi scored first, and then Walton answered back late in the second quarter. Here's the Warriors handing off to Beers. Left side sweep going right to left. Flag on the play. He's roped out of bounds. Never went down, even when he got pushed out. And we'll see what the flag is here from the officiating crew.
Looked like a face mask.
We'll see if this is against Delhi. This could really put Walton in good territory. And we'll see where the ball is spotted. Here it is, face mask, and it will go against Delhi. So the Dawson Beers run and add a little bit on to that. It's going to be a first and goal here for the Warriors.
That's a big play.
6 minutes to go, third quarter. And, boy, if you're Delhi, it's gut check time now as you have that Orange Crush offense staring you right in the face. The ball is on the 5-yard line, and it's first down. So first and goal here for the Walton Warriors. Thanks for joining us tonight on CDO. Special football presentation tonight. Delhi and Walton. They'll hand it off left side for Beers. Driving
wow.
His way forward. He's going to pick up two. Boy, it looked like he was going to push his way all the way in, but Delhi just holding on with the Kraft brothers there.
Boy, his legs do not stop moving.
And that has to be so, so tough to bring down. Hard to grab onto somebody who's continually moving like that, stomping those legs up and down. So this is going to be a second and two with 5.5 to go, third quarter. And Walton trying to take their first lead of the evening on the road here at Delaware Academy tonight. The offensive line is set. They hand it off to Beers, punches it up the middle. Did he get it? He's right on the line. The signal says yes. Touchdown for Walton, and they'll take the lead, currently 12-6. Boy, big, big play there, and that all set up by that 30-yard run by Beers up the middle.
Because other than that big run, you know, they didn't really have to move the ball a lot, but then the big face, Max, that hurts. But, you know, if you're Delhi, you got to answer here.
5:20 to go, third quarter. Walton now with a 12-6 lead over Delhi, and they go for two. And we're going to guess that we might see the big number 14, Dawson Beers, getting the handoff again. Let's see. Line is set and down. Handoff, no, they'll send it on to Meade on the far side. He turns the corner, and the signal is that he is in. So Meade turns the corner and is able to punch it in. So a 14-6 lead, two-point conversion is good. 5:21 to go third quarter. Walton on top of Delhi, 14-6. For Dave Smith, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The Madden family of funeral homes continues to serve the needs of our local communities in Broome, Chenango, Otsego, and Delaware counties. The Osterhout Madden Funeral Home is located in Harpersville, and the Westcott Madden Funeral Home is in Unadilla. The Madden family of funeral homes is proud to support local high school football on WCDO and wishes all area athletes good luck this season. Offering a wide range of personalized services to suit your family's wishes, the Madden family of funeral homes will be there for you. Call 693-1151 or 369-4122.
It's canning season, and the Village Variety in Unadilla has all the supplies you need.
Why do they call it canning if you're using jars? Why don't they just call it jarring?
Village Variety has ball canning jars in all sizes. Canners, canning vinegar, pickling salt, and seasoning packets for pasta and pizza sauce, chili base, spicy pickles, salsa mix, and more.
Really? Why isn't it just called jarring?
Can you just stop? It's called canning, and all the supplies you need is at Village Variety, Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
Why don't they just call it jarring?
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back under the lights here at Delaware Academy, folks. 5:11 to go, third quarter. Walton with a fresh 14-6 lead. Second touchdown of the night for Dawson Beers. A return by Delhi, and they'll start on their own, let's see, about the 37, going left to right here. Nice little return there as the runner just would not come down. That was Gillespie. Took a gang of Walton tacklers to bring him down.
Listen, if you're Delhi right now, you've got to answer. With 5:11 to go here in this third quarter, you've got to answer. Get the momentum back on your side for the fourth quarter.
Yeah, if you're a Bulldogs fan right now, you have to be holding your breath. This is a big drive getting late in this third quarter. Fourth quarter staring you in the face, and you're trailing 14-6 at home against your arch rival. They'll hand it off to Austin Bedian, and he gets about 2 yards before being wrapped up at the 40-yard line. Delhi still in their own defensive territory, going left to right. And so I bet we're going to see a heavy dose here of Bedia and Cumston handing it off.
I'd be seeing a heavy dose of Bedia. He's been proving, he's probably averaging 3.5-4 yards a carry. Give that kid the ball. It's his senior year. Say, hey, listen, big boy, we're hopping on your back.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, we were here when they lost 8-0 to BG. Cumston really carried the load that day, did a great job for Delhi. Bedia went out with some sort of a leg injury, maybe a knee, and sat most of the game. And you can see what a difference he makes for this Delhi offense, as he's been a monster tonight. Gioffi on 2nd and 8 has to throw. He tries to find Beattie out in the flat as the pressure was coming from the orange crush of Walton. And now this is going to be a 3rd and long here for Delhi. This is a tough situation to be in on their own 40 going left to right.
Again, that 3rd and 8, you know, it's just one of those situations where, you know, you can't really run the ball here. You got to almost throw it. It's just not a manageable situation.
So this will be 4:25 to go, third quarter. Walton on top of Delhi on the road, 14-6. It was tied 6-6 at the half. And let's see, this is going to be a big 3rd and 8 here for Delhi. Gioffi is in the shotgun. Bedian is out to the left. They try to throw. This one is knocked down at the line. And Walton just breaking through to make the play. It looked like Jordan Summers was there to knock it down. Boy, and really just no time for Gioffi to even get the pass off there. They just broke right through.
Yeah, and I mean, it was a quick slant. It wasn't even a three-step drop. I mean, he really, literally caught the ball and tried to throw, and he had a gang of, you know, warriors in his grill, and it looks like we got the punt here.
4th and 8, Delhi looking to punt it away with Walton leading 14-6, 4:15 to go, third quarter. Now the defense for the Bulldogs is going to have to step back up. Here's Gioffi.
Good boot.
Punts it off into the night sky, takes a good Delhi bounce, and Walton is going to start going right to left on their own 31-yard line. And so we'll step away for 30 seconds here. When we come back, Walton will have the ball on CDO.
At Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney, we get some of the most loyal customers anywhere. Many are 2, 3, 4, and 5-time buyers or more. The reasons vary, from the familiar faces they see here to the excellent service and courtesies like pickup and delivery on the day of that service, from the financing assistance to the hassle-free rentals. Some have even said they like our coffee. Whatever the reason or reasons, these loyal customers mean the effort is always worth it. See exactly why at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, where we value each and every customer, each and every day.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Walton on a 1st and 10 here as they have a 14-6 lead. And Christian Rutherford with the run. And he's going to pick up about 7 on the play here, I believe. Actually, he's going to get 8. So 3:45 to go, third quarter. It's going to be a 2nd and 2 now for Walton as they lead Delhi 14-6. Ball is at the 40-yard line here for Walton. They go right to left, trying to work its way out of the defensive territory here for the Warriors. Here's quarterback Blake Hitt. And he hands one off, and again, Dawson Beers up the middle, 45, pushing his way forward all the way up to the 50, right on top of that Delhi Bulldogs logo. And that's going to be a 1st down here for the Walton Warriors with 3:20 to go in this third quarter and a 14-6 lead for Walton.
Boy, it just seems like the front line at Delhi is really starting to get tired.
Yeah, I was just going to say Delhi has to find a way to dig deep here and get a stop. That's what they need. Walton just wearing you down as time goes on. So here's Walton again, 1st and 10. They're at midfield going right to left. Smash mouth football right up the middle, and this is a gain of 3 or 4 on the play. Looks like that will be the runner, Derek Mead. Just tripped up there, otherwise he might have had some daylight to keep it going. But this will be a 2nd and 6 officially here for Walton with 2:40 to go, third quarter, under the lights here at Delaware Academy. First night game they've ever had here at Dave Kelly Field. And boy, it's a chilly one here, but the fans have really come out to support both communities. 2:25 to go, third quarter. Here's a 2nd and 6. They'll hand it off to Beers. Left side, keeps those legs churning. Reaches that ball up to the 40-yard line. Going to be very close to a 1st down with 2:15 to go, third quarter. And Walton leading Delhi 14-6.
I'm so impressed with all these Walton running backs. It seems like they finish every run. It's like basketball, finish your cuts. You know, baseball, finish running through first base. These running backs are constantly moving their legs, trying to keep forward and gain every inch, every yard they possibly can.
Seems like a 2 or 3 yard run turns into a 5 yard run quite often for Walton.
It's due to the running backs. I mean, they got 3-4 guys hanging on them, and they're still turning their legs.
2:15 to go, third quarter. It's 14-6. Walton is on top of Delhi. Offensive line is set. They hand off. They punch it up the middle. They have some daylight to work with. 1st down and more. And they're kind of going to the stable of guys that they have here. This is Tabor Van Valkenburg, his first carry of the night, and he picks up the 1st down. So now on this drive, we've had Mead, we've had Van Valkenburg, we've had Rutherford, as well as Beers. So these guys just keep coming off the sideline here for Jim Hoover. 1:55 to go, third quarter. Walton with a 14-6 lead. They're driving. Ball is in Delhi territory. Walton going right to left. Ball is at the 32. And here is Blake Hitt. The senior quarterback will hand off, and this one is to Dawson Beers, the featured back, pushing his way forward before he's roped down at about the 24-yard line as we come up on 90 seconds to go in this third quarter, and Delhi is in desperate need of a stop here with Walton marching.
Yeah, Delhi's on their heels right now, and just think of the ending of that first half. It could very easily right now be 20-6. And Delhi has got to find a way to keep this a one-possession football game.
If you're just joining us, folks, it was 6-6 at the halftime break. Walton had an interception late in that second quarter, drove it right down, ended up getting the ball to the 1, but not being able to get it in. And now Delhi trying to find a way to keep him out of the end zone again. Ball is on the 25, so still a little ways to go as they hand off to Beers. He punches it up the gut, and he's roped down at the 20. So we're under a minute to go in this third quarter, and this is going to be a 1st down. He gets just enough to move the chains here for the Warriors. Again, some other out-of-town scores that we saw at halftime. Oxford leading Unadilla Valley 7-6. Deposit Hancock leads Unitigo 28-0. And BG had a 43-0 lead over Seton at the half. So some other local teams having big nights tonight. 35 seconds to go before the end of the third. This will be a first and 10 for Walton. Ball is on the 21 as they look to approach the red zone, and they hand off to Beards. He just leaps into that D-line there of Delhi. He's roped down, maybe a gain of one on the play. Here, this will be a second and 9 with 20 seconds to go here in the third quarter. So just a little short gain there for the Warriors. And boy, again, Dave, we talked about early in the game, Delhi had the momentum. As it looks like a timeout will be called here. Walton just stayed calm, stayed collected. A lot of football left to play. We kept saying that, and boy, it has really showed here. As it's going to be a little bit of a timeout situation. We'll step away for 30 seconds. We'll come back. We'll have the last play of the third quarter. Actually, no, they're just going to let it run down here. So that's going to actually do it for the third quarter with Walton leading Delhi 14-6. We'll be right back with the start of the fourth quarter here on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily and blue plate specials. The staff is friendly, there's free Wi-Fi, and there's plenty of parking. Bob's Diner has a new menu with lots of new choices for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine in 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's back room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull and Dave Smith with you here tonight on CDO as we get set for the fourth quarter under the lights here at Delaware Academy. If you're just jumping in the car, maybe just joining us, yes, they've never had a night game here at Delhi. They've brought in eight lights run by generators for this special night here tonight. It's Military Appreciation Night. They're collecting donations for the Wounded Warrior Project, and they also had a great pregame ceremony tonight honoring local fire departments from both Walton and Delhi, as well as local police and local volunteer EMS people. So it was a great night here, still is. Lots of fans, as you would expect, between this great longtime football rivalry, Delhi and Walton. So a second and 8 here for Walton. They're marching. They're on the Delhi 20. They hand it off to Dawson Beers, and he punches his way up to the 15-yard line here as Delhi has to try to find a way to stop and limit this Walton running game, which has really gotten going in the third quarter. It was 6-6 at the half, and now 14-6 as we start this final fourth quarter. A chilly night here as we start October football. And we'll have a game tomorrow as well at 1:30. If you're football hungry, folks, we'll have more for you tomorrow here on CDO. We'll have Harpersville Afton hosting Tioga in a big matchup in that division in Class D. So here's Walton going left to right. They hand it off up the middle, and Delhi doing a nice job to bring down the runner there. I believe that was Dylan Wood trying to hit the hole. Actually, it was Nick Mills with the handoff there for Walton. And so this will be a minute into the fourth quarter and a fourth down here for Walton.
Big fourth down, Nate. Big fourth down here for Delhi.
If Delhi can hold here, this would be big. You're only trailing. It's a one-score game still and lots of time left here before the clock really starts to become your enemy. So here it is, fourth and 2. Walton going left to right, trying to pick up these 2 yards in the red zone. They bounce it to the outside. They'll get the first down and a little more down to the 5-yard line. An outside run by Nick Mills picks up and moves the chains for the Warriors. Boy, if that had gone up the gut, I think Delhi would have had the coverage. But nice job by Walton and Mills to knock it to the outside to pick up that 2 yards.
Yeah, he did a nice job. He saw he had nothing on the inside and saw the Delhi kids trying to bounce it inside, and he did a nice job bouncing it outside.
Injured player down on the field, Ben Brannigan, but he is getting to his feet under his own power. Great to see. And looks like maybe just got the wind knocked out of him as he was in on that tackle there. So this is going to be a first and 10 now for Walton as Brannigan comes to the sideline. He's fine. He's walking off under his own power here. So Delhi trailing Walton here 14-6 under the lights at Delaware Academy. Great night for football here in Delhi up on the hill. Walton about to break the huddle. First and 10 with 10 and a half minutes to go in the contest here tonight. So Walton in the red zone. They're at the 5. They're stable of running backs, including Dawson Beers in the backfield. Line is set. They hand off up the middle for Beers. Hurdles over a tackler. Gets down to the goal line. I believe he's short. This will be a second and goal now for Walton. boy, Dave, we talked about it a little bit just a minute ago, but Walton just grinding and grinding, and that's how they do it, and they continue to do it.
They just wear your interior line down, and if you don't have guys that can come in and out and replace you, it really just wears down that middle of your defense. I mean, you got to think Austin Beattie trying to play both sides of the ball. He's tired. You got to figure these defensive line are playing both sides of the ball, and they're getting tired. So it's a matter of just they're wearing and tearing you.
Second and two now for Walton. They'll hand it up the
touchdown,
middle.
Walton.
And a touchdown here for Walton, his third of the night for Dawson Beers with 9:40 to go in this fourth quarter. And Walton now takes a 20-6 lead, and it looks like they'll go for two. Boy, and so what was a 6-6 game at the half has now ballooned into a 20-6 lead for Walton. I mean, this is 20 straight unanswered points, excuse me, for the Walton Warriors. And they can make it 22 if they punch it in here.
And this is just what they do to you. You know, it's just grind you, pound you, grind you, pound you. There's no secret to Jim Hoover football. It's bend between the tackles, and once in a while, he'll bounce it outside.
Here's Beers for two, right into the back of the end zone. Nothing they can do about it. And Walton takes a 22-6 lead with 9:40 to go fourth quarter. We'll step away and take a quick break. Friday Night Lights, Dave Smith and Nate Law with you here on CDL. We'll be right back.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. Walton kicking off to Delhi after the score. And a short kick is fielded by the Bulldogs, and they'll have offensive possession on their side of the field going right to left, as they trail 22-6. 22 unanswered points here from Walton with 9:35 to go in this fourth quarter. Dave, Delhi trying to find some points here in the fourth quarter.
Hey, they got great field position, so if they can do something with this possession, I mean, there's a lot of football left. You got 9:37. They can score here. It makes things interesting.
Here's Giaffe under center, hands off to Cumpston to the left side. He's roped down after a gain of two. Nice job in there with Alex Sorochinski on the tackle for Walton. So the clock is going to become Delhi's enemy here as it continues to roll down to 9:20 here in the fourth quarter, and Walton with a 22-6 lead. Great rivalry game here tonight between Delhi and Walton. Delhi has given it all they had, but the offense has sputtered a little bit here in this second half, especially fourth quarter. See if they can change that. They'll hand it off to Beattie, and puts his head down, rolls forward. Again, maybe a gain of one or two as Delhi gets to midfield. This is going to be a third down and probably about 5 or 6 yards here for the Bulldogs.
And if you're in Delhi, you're in four down territory at this point.
And so 8:45 to go here in this fourth quarter. So a third and seven here for Delhi. They're right on that Bulldogs logo at midfield. They'll hand it off to Beattie, the workhorse, grinding his way forward. But again, only a pickup of one on the play. And this is going to bring up about a fourth and six here for the Bulldogs. At this point, I think you got to go for it, Dave. What do you think? Still too early?
No, you got to go for it. 8:22 left in the clock. Walton gets the football back. I mean, they can take 4 or 5 minutes off the clock without even thinking about it. So you got to go for it here. But Delhi needs a little spark. You know,
one, 2 yards
is not going to do it. They need a spark here that's really going to ignite this team.
Dawson Beers, of course, 3 touchdowns tonight for Walton. He's playing defense right now. He's walking around like a crazed dog. Kind of trying to flare up the Walton players right now, as he's kind of in that free safety position at the moment. Delhi is going to throw in Beers.
Oh,
comes
almost
over,
had a pick.
Almost had a pick there. Boy, he was fired up, and he got a piece of that one. And so Delhi turns it over on downs. I was watching him as he was pacing around as they came out of the huddle, really firing everybody up. Almost had a pick there, but either way, Walton's going to get the ball back.
Boy, if he picks that off, that's it's 30-6 at this point.
He would have had an open lane, but it just bounced off his fingertips. Pretty hard throw there by Gioffi. So now Walton has the ball going left to right with a 22-6 lead and 7:50 to go in the fourth quarter. And we'll see if we get a Jim Hoover drive to take some time off the clock here for the Warriors. Here is hit under center. The line is set. They hand off and a first down run here from Tabor Van Valkenburg. They're going to run it right into the pile. Gain of one, but it doesn't matter if you're Walton because you can run this clock right now as it's going to tick down to 7.5 to go here in this fourth quarter. And we'll have to see if Delhi uses some of these timeouts, tries to stop the momentum. I guess we'll see. This will be a 2nd and 8. Walton a 22-6 lead on the road against Delhi here. This would be a big win in the division. We heard Coach Hoover say he thinks they need to win out to get into the playoffs after a loss to Deposit Hancock last week. The handoff to Beers, second down. He's rolled over and stopped at the 45. This will bring up a 3rd and short. Here for the Walton Warriors with that clock continuing to run down to 7 minutes to go.
Hopefully that Beers kid has a hot tub at home because I'm going to tell you, he's going to be some sore after today.
Might feel good to get in there, too, after this cold, cold temperature night here.
Oh, man.
As looking at Walton, they are 3-1 coming into tonight's game. They have games at home next week against Unadilla Valley and then at Bainbridge-Guilford to finish off the season. So all winnable games, and you could certainly see Walton in the playoffs if things work out that way. 3rd and 3 now for the Warriors. They run it with Beers, but he's trapped in the backfield, loses yardage, but somehow must have passed the ball back over to the quarterback, Blake Hitt. He's going to work his way up, but I still think he's going to be short about a yard for the first down.
I'm not sure what happened there, Nate. It looked like he was down. The next thing you know, there's another guy running out of the pile.
So I wonder if the handoff even ever made it to Beers, and if they were kind of getting tackled together, and then Hitt just took off, but he was still short, so this is going to be a 4th and 3. Here for Walton, going left to right, ball on the 45.
Need it here. You really need it. This here is the difference between the game and the ball game. This could be ball game right here, Nate.
6 minutes to go. Clock continuing to tick down. The clock is now Delhi's enemy. 4th and 3 here for Walton. Hit's going to roll out to the right side. The Walton quarterback throws one up. Intercepted by Ben Brannigan of Delhi. He's at the 50. He's at the 40 before he's shoved out of bounds. Little 360 flag on the play. Delhi's going to have the ball at the 35-yard line. An interception there by Ben Brannigan.
I got to tell you, Nate, they're throwing a flag here, and I'm going to, and listen, I don't argue with referees. As you know, I never argue with a referee. But, this flag is ridiculous. This kid, they're calling a legal block in the back here, and the Delhi kid clearly squared his shoulders up to him. That's a horrible call on the part of the referees.
So that return, very nice by Brannigan, about a 30-35-yard return. Some of that's going to get backed up. But, boy, is this momentum coming back to Delhi.
That's momentum, but that flag could take the wind out of the sails. I mean, imagine if he scores there and they had that flag on the field.
Oh, my goodness. That would be tough as already the ball at the 35 is going to be walked all the way back to midfield now. So this is where Delhi is going to pick it up with 5:41 to go fourth quarter. They trail 22-6. They're going to need a quick score here from the Bulldogs.
They need something here, and they need it quick. Just like you said, they cannot waste time here. We got to go.
So Cumpston is going to go to the shotgun. No, he'll walk and get under center. He's got Brannigan to his left. Drops back, three-step drop, throws over the middle, trying to find his receiver to the right side, but just off the fingertips of Austin Hitchcock, who was running that little slant from the right side. So 5:37 to go, fourth quarter. Walton, a 22-6 lead on the road at Delhi.
Somebody's got to tell Connor Gioffi that it's about 30 degrees outside. He doesn't need to be throwing fastballs at these kids. We're not, you know, Brett Favre out there, you know, he's just whipping the ball out.
Well, he does. He has a very tight spiral, tight throw. Was down there on the field 2 weeks ago when he was warming up against BG, and I'm glad I wasn't trying to catch that because, boy, it had jammed finger written all over it, that's for sure. 2nd and 10, Gioffi's going to throw to his right. This one a little less mustard on it, but he was trying to find Austin Beattie, who got tied up, and now it's 3rd and 10 for Delhi with 5.5 minutes to go in the ball game, and they trail 22-6.
I mean, Delhi came out first half. I mean, that's a complete victory, but you're starting to see, you know, changing coaches, preparation, it's tough to prepare, especially for your cross-time Route 10 rival in a week, and it's starting to reflect here in the second half.
Walton looking to move to 4-1 if they can pick up this victory tonight. Delhi came in tonight at 2-2 after a loss at Unadilla Valley last week, trying to right the ship here this week and keep their playoff hopes alive in the division. 5.5 to go. They trail 22-6. Here's Gioffi on 3rd and 10. Rolls to his right. Caught by Bedient. First down and more to the 35. Plows his way out of bounds before being brought down. And a first down here for Delhi, so they keep the drive alive.
And I got to tell you, Dylan Compton came up with a huge block on that right side. Had a free linebacker, and he gave Gioffi the time to throw the football there.
So the clock continuing to tick down, 5:20 to go. Delhi with the ball. They're going right to left. Ball is at the 35. We're getting some cheers from the dog pound up here as the Delhi fans trying to keep these Bulldogs motivated and running right up the middle here. That looks like it was Dylan Cumpston trying to find the hole, maybe a pickup of two on the play there. So now we're going to have a timeout, it looks like, here by Delhi as they try to regroup. 5:09 to go here in the fourth quarter. 22-6 is the score. Walton ahead of Delhi, fourth quarter. For Dave Smith, I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back on CDO.
The doors are always open at Chamberson O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney. Yes, the doors are always open. But wait, let's rephrase that. Doors to our vehicles are unlocked and available for you to open 24/7, 365. Every vehicle is also clearly marked in price, mileage, miles per gallon, features, and what we call seller's notes with monthly payments and warranty information. So while you consider a new-to-you car, truck, SUV, minivan, or crossover, remember the doors are always open at Chamberson O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, where we care about each and every customer each and every day.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull and Dave Smith with you here tonight on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. Our web stream tonight, courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. We're live under the lights here at Delaware Academy in Delhi. And it's Walton leading Delhi in this Route 10 rivalry, 22-6, with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Delhi on a 2nd and 8, going right to left. Ball is on the 32. They try to get things going here. The Bulldogs will roll out. Gioffi's going to throw one to the near side. It's picked off by Walton, though, as they were trying to go to Brannigan. Another pick there by the Warriors. Nice job. Second pick of the night here for Christian Rutherford.
Trying to throw off your back foot. Your receiver really... You know, Brannigan made a little bit of a play on the ball, but he's got to try to go get that thing.
Yeah, that was tough, and that really takes away any of the momentum that Delhi had. And with 5 minutes left here, Walton is going to have the ball going left to right. They're on their own 15. You have to think this is where they are experts at killing some clock.
Two first downs in this thing is all but what she wrote here.
So the Warriors leading 22-6, 22 straight points for Walton here tonight. They were trailing 6-0. It was 6-6 at the half, and the second half has been classic Walton football. They'll do it here. Beers up the middle with a little 3-yard run, and that clock will continue to tick down. We're under 5 minutes to go in the contest now, 22-6. And we'll have our post-game show coming up. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and the all-purpose award. We'll try to get some final scores from out of town, as we know there were some close ones out there. Oxford and UV with a 1-point game at the half. And we'll see if Deposit Hancock and BG held on for big wins. We'll see during our postgame show tonight. 4.5 to go, fourth quarter. Here on a 2nd and 6, Walton's going to run the ball to the left side. And again, another 3-yard pickup here for Beers. And that clock continues to tick down. So again, a beautiful night here. Little chilly, but a great night for football. They've brought in 8 lights here tonight to Dave Kelly Field, all run by generators. Everything has gone so smoothly, too. It's been very impressive, honoring military, local fire department, police officers, local volunteers, and the EMS. Just the overall great night. I've been really impressed. Glad that we could come over and be a part of this year. It's very nice of Delhi, Delaware Academy, to welcome us over, and just enjoying our relationship with them this year. It's been great. Their soccer team's doing well. Football off to a good start. It's been a lot of fun. So here's Walton on this 3rd and 5. They'll run to the outside there with Dylan Wood. He's pushed out of bounds, so that will stop the clock with 3:40 to go. Here, fourth quarter, it's 22-6.
I'll tell you, Nate, they've ran 3 plays. There was 5:24, I believe, on the clock, and now you're down to 3:40 in three plays. Very impressive time management by the Walton Warriors.
So this will bring the ball up to the 20-yard line here, and Walton running out of bounds on that last play. I'm sure not on purpose, stopping the clock at 3:40. And so I think the officiating crew just having a quick little conference here, seeing if the ball didn't actually get out of bounds. I'm not exactly sure what the issue is here at the moment. Runner turned the corner. Looked like he got pushed out of bounds. Either way, the clock is stopped at the moment at 3:40 to go. So again, some of our special sponsors for tonight's game, which have allowed us to be here, O'Connor Hospital, located right here in Delhi, Sportsfield Specialties. I really appreciate the support from them, and the Delhi Telephone Company as well, who was actually having the game on television tonight locally here in Delhi. You can watch the game. What they're going to do later on is actually sync our audio with the video, so people will be able to go back and watch this game with the audio. So,
oh, that'll be kind of neat. That'll be really neat. It's special. I mean, growing up here, the things that they have, I mean, I'm just looking around. I mean, just the uniform teams. I mean,
yeah,
we had the plain white helmets with the maroon stripe. Now you got DA on the side of them. You got this big blow-up football bulldog down there that they get the run out of, which is pretty impressive. And
yeah,
the soccer field, now you can play soccer up here. I mean, it's just amazing the changes that have gone on over the years here at Delaware Academy.
It's nice because they still have the Legion Fields just about a mile away from here. But, again, they've really made good use of these lights, played some soccer up here, and allowed all the students to really have a chance to get out on the field with the lights. And who knows what the future holds here at Delaware Academy. They've made some great improvements inside, too. The gym, the new gym floor is absolutely fantastic. Looking forward to joining you for some hoops in there later this year.
Boy, in Delhi, you want to fast forward a little bit to a couple months from now. Both their girls and boys basketball teams should be
very good.
One of the two teams to reckon with around here.
Of course, their girls making it all the way to the MAC finals last year before falling to BG. And the boys as well getting all the way to the MAC finals before falling to Sydney. So I think they'll have a little chip on the shoulder, ready to go this year, I'm sure. Down to 3 minutes to go here, folks. Fourth quarter, it's 22-6, Walton on top of Delhi. And this is going to be a 2nd and 8. So Walton was able to pick up that first down with that little stoppage of the clock there just about a minute ago. And again, the Warriors just running some plays right up the middle here. Another 1 yard run to keep that clock going. And there's nothing that Delhi can do about it at the moment. That clock just continues to tick, tick, tick.
Took a timeout.
So they'll burn all the timeouts they have. But trailing 22-6, the offense, you know, they've had some moments where they've really been shining here in the second half, but Walton has just made the play, an interception, a big tackle, and they've just been able to shut it back down, and then the ground and pound that the Warriors are famous for.
You know, and that's just it. You don't ever see them deviate from their game plan. They're not flashy. They're not going to come out here and throw the football. What they're going to do is they're going to come out here and just punch you right in the face and say, stop us, and that's what they're doing right now.
Boy, if anyone, I wish I could have gone last week to see that Deposit Hancock game against Walton. Two smash-mouth football teams going at each other. That must have been a lot of fun last week. We'll have a lot of fun tomorrow, too, if you want to join us on CDO. As, again, the officials having a little conference at midfield. That's why we're talking about what else is going on. We'll have defending sectional champion 4 times in a row. Tioga has won the Class D sectional finals. They're at Harpersville-Afton tomorrow. Harpersville-Afton is 4-0. They're battling it out in their division in Class D. Join us tomorrow at 1:30 and also 1:20 for our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. So that's set to be a good one tomorrow. Hopefully a little warmer as it's breezy and cold here tonight in Delhi.
I heard that running back from Tioga is pretty special.
Oh, we saw him a bunch last year when he was going up against Unitigo, and he is...
Oh, there's the ball on the ground.
Small and shifty, to say the least. So the ball on the ground here on this 3rd and 6. Looks like Walton was able to fall on it here. It's been slow going with the last couple of timeouts here for Delhi.
Well, you know, Coach Tracy's got to find a way to get a spark. You got 2:49 to go. You're going to, looks like you might get the ball back here because it's going to be, I believe it's 4th down, 4th and 6, just came up on the clock there. You're going to get the ball back if you can get a stop here. Anything's possible. It's high school football. You're in the lights. I mean,
anything
is possible at this point. I mean, you get a punt return for a touchdown. You get the ball and you score on a very quick play, and you got a minute and a half to go, whatever it might be, and
onside
kick. So we might be in for some excitement here, Nate.
So let's see what new head coach Mike Tracy can dial up here for Delhi. Again, 2:49 to go, fourth quarter. Walton on the road at Delhi. They lead 22-6. Delhi was ahead 6-0. We were tied 6-6 at the half. It's been a whale of a game. It's just that Walton really, three touchdowns by Dawson Beers has just kind of worn Delhi down as they've gone on in the second half, and that's been the recipe the last few years, too, for Walton against this Delhi team.
DB, good old DB, Dawson Beers. Oh, man, he's been fun to watch tonight.
2:49 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's a fourth and six, and it looks like Walton is going to punt it away here.
If you're Delhi, Nate, go get this thing. Go try to block the thing. You know, put everybody in the line. Who cares? Go try to, you know, send this thing in the end zone.
And you have Ben Brannigan back to receive. He's one of your fastest players.
And oh, botched kick, it. Get away.
The kick is high up in the air. Cumpston tries to field it. It's back on the ground. I think Delhi might have gotten it. Walton is all coming off of the pile saying they have it.
If they did, it's a big, nope, Walton football.
Walton football.
So get away, Nate. I told you earlier, get away.
And that was tricky. Up in the air, and that thing was going end to end. Cumpston tried to make a play, but it falls to the turf, and Walton gets the ball back. 2:40 to go. They lead 22-6. They go left to right. The ball is on their own 37. And that's the kind of the second half it's been here for Delhi. Just when you think they're going to make a play, something has happened and Walton has gotten it back.
And that's just it. You know, it's here you would have had the ball, 40, 30, 40-yard line, and you got an opportunity to make it interesting. And at this point, it's just giving the ball back to the ground and pound of Walton Warriors.
So a quarterback keeper here by Walton QB Blake Hitt. And he bounces out to the left side, maybe a gain of one on the play. And so that's going to keep that clock rolling on a second and 10 as we come up towards 2 minutes to go here in the ball game, folks. It looks like Walton is going to come into Delhi and pick up a victory here tonight as they continue to run this clock out. Currently a 22-6 lead, but just a great night overall with the lights here and just a really nice thing with the military appreciation, local volunteer appreciation tonight, collecting the funds for the Wounded Warrior Project. Great job tonight by Delaware Academy. And so Walton's going to hand it off to Dawson Beers. Bounces to the left side into Delhi territory before being shoved out of bounds at the 40. So Walton still churning and burning here before they're knocked out of bounds over on that far side.
Let me ask you a question. You've covered a lot of football, a lot of soccer here in the area. And I'm biased, so, you know, I think this is one of the most beautiful settings there is in all of high school football in our area. What are your thoughts up here on the hill?
It really is. I mean, we did that game here a few weeks ago against BG in the daytime. You're overlooking the mountains on the far side. You can see SUNY Delhi over there. It's beautiful. Just the way the school is laid out, the beautiful clock tower that's on top. I've always thought it's a pretty school. And the field, just the natural grass, it's really well taken care of. And just a really beautiful setting. As Dawson Beers, again, running it right up the gut here with about a minute and a half to go. He'll pick up another first down. Walton's down to the 30. But, yes, I love it up here. I'm so glad that Delaware Academy has been welcoming of us to come over and do some games. I know it's a little out of our normal Sydney, Bainbridge, Unitego geography, but we're glad to be here and glad to provide the service. It's fantastic.
Boom. What you talk about field, Sydney, they got a beautiful facility down there, honey. Yeah.
Alumni field is great. We'll be there next week as Sydney faces off with Tioga. Can't wait for that on Friday night. Going to be a lot of fun. Beautiful turf field that they use for a variety of things, soccer, field hockey, football. It's a lot of fun. So another run here.
This kid.
Right
wow.
Up the middle. Dawson Beers down to the 15-yard line. Will not say no as we're on 1 minute to go. Here in this fourth quarter, Walton leading 22-6. And we'll be interested to see if they continue to try to punch their way towards the end zone. Is that clock now down to 55 seconds to go, or if they'll just run it out here with the last couple of plays?
You know, Nate, it'd be one thing if they were throwing the football. I mean, you cannot say they're trying to run the score up. They're literally just handing the ball off and saying, okay, here we're going to just do what we do. And he is literally dragging kids with him with that pile.
Every handoff on this drive has been just on the ground.
And there's the knee.
And they'll take the knee. So Walton is going to escape Delhi here, 22-6. A great game here tonight under the lights. We'll have our post-game show coming up. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and the all-purpose award. Our final score tonight is going to be 22-6 as clock down to 20 seconds left. Continuing to tick down, just a great night with the eight lights that they brought in here. And a cold night, but overall great weather, great football weather, I guess you could say, as Walton will head off the field. Victorious tonight, 22-6 over Del High here at Delaware Academy. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with the postgame show coming up on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
If you are thinking of buying a new mattress or furniture for your home, now is the time to check out the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich as they celebrate 26 years of being the area's value leader for brand name living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, and mattresses. Enjoy special anniversary pricing of 10 to 50% off everything store-wide, including sofas, recliners, TV consoles, sectionals, bunk beds, office furniture, and more by Ashley, Best Home Furnishings, Sunny Design, Southern Motion, and other popular manufacturers. In the catalog outlet sleep setters, you'll find anniversary savings on mattresses by Simmons Beauty Rest, Gold Bond, American Bedding, and Therapeutic in all sizes, styles, and comfort levels. Nobody sells mattresses for less. Delivery is available, as well as special anniversary financing to qualified buyers. See store for details. For your convenience, the catalog outlet stores are open 7 days a week, or shop online at catalogoutletonline.com.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Our post-game show here tonight live from Delaware Academy as Walton defeats Del High 22-6. We'll wrap it up tonight with our three awards, the offense, the defense, and the all-purpose. And we'll let you get on and get ready for Saturday football tomorrow as we'll have Harpersville-Afton hosting Tioga at 1:30 with our 1:20 pregame show tomorrow. Let's first do our Outstanding Offense Award brought to you by NBT Bank. NBT, providing financial services to our local communities for over 150 years and proud to support area high school athletes. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC. No question here. Three touchdowns tonight for Dawson Beers.
DB!
Outstanding Offense Award brought to you by NBT Bank to Dawson Beers tonight of Walton. Certainly deserves it. The Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award tonight. The Catalog Outlet is your store for over 1,000 items for the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture for every room in your home. Visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. Kristen Rutherford here tonight is our from Walton is our Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award winner. Big interception, several key tackles, just thought he played a really good game. And the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, of course, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on CDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. We'll give that tonight to Austin Bedian of Del High. Workhorse scored, didn't score the touchdown, but drove them down the field, did what they needed to do. And we said it time and time again, he did a fantastic job tonight. So,
did a nice job, a great job by all those kids.
So the final score again tonight, Walton defeats Del High 22-6. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios. Dave, always great to have you. Hopefully we'll see you for some more football, and if not, we know you'll be back for hoops.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure, and I hope to get to some more games with you.
No problem. Again, the final tonight, Walton defeats Del High 22-6. For Dave Smith, I'm Nate Lowell. Have a great night from CDO Sports.